The music of Spain and the New World started half a millennium ago, and to hear the intricate beauty of this unplugged era's sound is something we don't often get to experience. We need a virtuoso, a lutenist, and a Baroque guitarist to bring it back. And today, we're very fortunate indeed to have such a virtuoso, guitarist and lutenist Hideki Yamaya. He's performed for audiences worldwide. He's going to perform in Honolulu, and he joins us in studio this morning. Aloha, Hideki.
Hi.
So you have what looks like a large, beautifully carved ukulele, but this would be the vihuela?
This is the vihuela, yes, and it is actually related to the ukulele, actually. Uh-huh. It is a direct ancestor of the modern guitar, and all the strings are in pairs, and usually the top one is single. But
what's the tuning on that?
This is tuned, well, if you know the guitar tuning, if you drop the third string to F sharp and put a capo on it on the third fret, that's the tuning of this instrument. So it goes from bottom to top, G, C, F, A, D, G.
Okay, now with this particular tuning, what you do is pretty much bring back what a lot of people don't really hear that much. For example, the Baroque, I mean, when Spain pretty much was the kingpin when it came to this new world.
Yes.
They brought the music, which was essentially the High Renaissance.
Yes.
Were they inspired by the new world, and this is some of the pieces you're going to do in your concert?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, in the program, there are the second half is all new world music, so mm-hmm. composers from the new world.
So by this time, the new world, talking like the 15th, 16th century?
This is 17th century.
Oh, 17th
music.
Century by now. Okay. Yeah. So only 400 years ago. But hey,
yeah,
who's counting?
That's right.
Well, the best way to give us a taste of what that music sounded like, would you mind and tell us what you're going to play?
Sure. I'll play a little snippet from this piece by composer Luis de Narvaez, who wrote a book of vihuela music in the 1530s. And this is a piece called La Canción del Emperador, the Emperor's Song.
Song for the, okay. La Canción del Emperador. And that particular piece, when 1530, by this time they're pretty much well established in this new world, maybe?
Well, the composer, this one, was in Spain, so mm-hmm. this was published in Spain. But, I mean, Spain had already established themselves in the new world by this time, and there was musical activity that we can trace back to this time.
Now, just to make sure I'm remembering this right, the vihuela is essentially the Spanish pronunciation of viola?
That's correct.
Same sort of general shape. And this mm-hmm. particular instrument, you said there are versions that were also bowed?
Yeah, viola was a generic term for mm-hmm. a stringed instrument back then. So this instrument specifically was called viola da mano, the viola of the hand.
Ah.
In Spanish, that would have been vihuela de mano.
I see.
But vihuela de arco would be a viola that was played with a bow.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, since you are using da mano, can you give us another little snippet of something?
Sure.
This particular piece will be what?
This is Guardame las Vacas by the same composer.
That also was lovely. What's the translation of the title?
Title means "Watch the Cows for Me." Okay. And I have no idea why it is called that, but that was a very common chord progression that a lot of composers wrote music to. So it was a common title.
Sort of just, it's always good to remember that no matter when you're writing, it's modern music.
That's right.
So he was probably being hip. Hey, here's a little gig I wrote called Watch the Cows for Me. Now, the other instrument you have in studio, this is the time I wish I could hold it up to the microphone, but radio just doesn't work that way. But we'll have some of these pictures on Facebook. This is an actual Baroque guitar, is that correct?
That is right.
Okay. Unfortunately, time has a way of flying out, but ironically, the Baroque guitar looks less like a guitar than the vihuela does, but it's got the most beautiful filigree on it. And I imagine back in those days it would have been ivory, but for now, again.
It was mostly common made in parchment, on this one. Yeah.
Oh, my heavens. Mm-hmm. So that's even more surprising discovery. Well, as time starts to flee with us a little bit, could you play us a snippet of what that beautiful instrument sounds like?
Yes.
And what would this be called?
This is jacaras, a type of dance written by Santiago de Murcia, who actually made it to Mexico. He was a Spaniard and left a book of guitar music in Mexico.
Wonderful. Here we go. Lovely. I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning, Hideki.
Thank you.
And the concert is going to be Saturday night at 7:30 at the Lutheran Church on Punahou Street?
That is correct.
All right. Well, thanks again and best of luck in your endeavors for the rest of your career. May everybody else be able
thank
to get
so
unplugged. Hideki Yamaya, internationally acclaimed lutenist guitarist, performing once again at the Lutheran Church in Honolulu, 7:30 Saturday night, Spain and the New World. See our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation, for more details.